Ramadan begins, but so does Muslim outreach. A new study takes an incomplete look at religion and spiritual legacy, and a medical ministry in Chad shares good news and vision. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Murders in Afghanistan, bombings in Iraq, and a mosque on Ground Zero will only end with the gospel. The Crescent Project works to do that by bringing the gospel to Muslims in the U.S. The ministry's president, Fuad Masri, says Ramadan, which starts today, is the time to reach out.
This is a time when they're thinking about God and religion, and we can come in and share with them the teachings of Jesus, who many Muslims claim, he's one of our prophets.
Many Muslims even have dreams of Jesus during the 30-day fast. Crescent Project has trained teams all over the country to reach out during Ramadan, but funds are still needed.
Out of the 7 million that are here, even if 1%, even a mustard seed, turns their face to Jesus and takes him as Savior, that's 70,000 believers. So let us utilize this time of Ramadan to partner with Crescent Project, help us financially in getting the job done, in reaching Muslims here.
Just $10 can give a Bible to a Muslim. Help Crescent Project now at our website. Meanwhile, a ministry volunteer was killed in Zambia just 3 days after he arrived in Africa with International Mission Board. Robert Fink was attacked by kidney pain. On the way to the hospital, the truck Fink and two others were in went off the road, throwing Fink from the car and killing him on scene. Fink had a heart for bringing the gospel to Zambia. Pray for his wife and three kids he left behind and for unfinished work in Zambia. You're listening to Mission Network News. Today we're kicking off a four-part series about the mounting pressures facing youth across the former Soviet Union. These include an alarming rate of infection for HIV/AIDS and staggering suicide and depression rates. Millions are orphans, with only a fraction not on the streets. Anita Danica of Russian Ministry says,
"It might seem after the collapse of communism this wouldn't be the case, but in some ways they're even more at risk, because the social safety nets were in place during those years."
An army of youth have the odds against them.
"If this trend continues, the loss of life for that age group, primarily from HIV, could be greater than Stalin's purges."
Russian Ministry's summer camps are introducing hope through Christ to kids and communities.
"They see that Christians reach out. They help. They don't just talk, but they also do something to help with the children."
For $50, you can help another kid attend camp. We continue part two of the series tomorrow. Next, a new report published in the Journal for Scientific Study of Religion finds that younger Americans are more likely to be loyal to religion than baby boomers. But in the wake of the study, a question remains unanswered. Does the study ignore the major differences between religion and faith? Evangelist Sammy Tippett says,
"There is a great gap of difference in a personal faith and being religious. Religious is the outward things that you do. You can be religious and have no faith."
What the study reveals is a social shift from religion to secularism. Tippett says secularism produces a deep spiritual hunger, creating an opportunity to introduce Christ and a spiritual legacy.
"Perhaps what this report is saying is an evidence that this generation that has been secularized is saying, hey, I'm looking for something very authentic and real, and once I find it, I'm committed to it."
And medical facilities in Chad are generally very limited. Medicines are often in short supply or unavailable. Africa Inland Mission collaborated with the Evangelical Church of Chad to address the physical and spiritual needs. Dr. Ann Fursden of AIM coordinates and supervises the work of 37 health centers under the partnership. Recently, the government provided funds to purchase a vehicle and other necessary equipment for the hospital. Pray for open doors. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.